Fourth state is KCNR Shasta. Fourth state is KCNR Shasta Redding, where the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends at a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, New Time, Sunday 9 a.m. to noon.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, good morning, everybody out there in Jefferson. How are we doing this morning? Yeah, we're doing good here. I think we got rain coming. So, here with Wynn Carpenter, as always. How are we doing?
Good, good. Good morning. Yeah, we had a few couple drops coming in.
Yeah, it's awful black up north.
They looked bigger when I hit them at 70.
Yeah, I woke up this morning and I looked down to the south first and I was like, come on, it's supposed to rain. And I turned around and I looked north and I was like, oh, there it is. Oh, there it goes. Yeah, just a great big wall of black and moisture and good stuff telling us that autumn's here and we're headed towards winter and talking to people saying we got a good winter coming.
That's a good.
So I want to.
Lots of water, I hope.
Lots of water and lots of snow.
Yes.
Mount Shasta actually got its first snowfall a couple weeks ago, which is early in the season. We like that.
Very nice.
So, yeah, so here we are, and good things, trying to be cheerful. You know, things are rolling along for the state of Jefferson, getting itchy. It's almost the night before Christmas, you know.
Get there.
Where you ever get one of those calendars when you were a kid that had the little chocolates in it?
Like the advent calendars. Yeah, the advent countdown calendars. Yes.
And you're sitting there going, come on, a couple more days, a couple more pieces of chocolate. It's getting there with some of the things that are coming together. Got to look at a revised copy of the Constitution that people are working on. It's getting better and better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the court case is coming to fruition. Ticklers are going out to the legislature. They're actually starting to do a little bit of, oh, you guys are doing this? You guys can do this? Yeah. What have we been telling you for 3 years?
There's more brain power in our group than there is the Capitol. Are you kidding?
Well, I've been reading some of the stuff that's come out on the Constitutional. It's just like, wow. You know, we've got some really smart people.
We do.
And I think back to some of the legislators that have, the things that they've said, and people like Keepy California and the things that they've said, and how uninformed and how unknowledgeable they are. And it's like, we could literally build a court case out of what you don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait,
yeah.
We did.
Yes. Yes.
So, just some great things that are going on. Really looking forward to the end of October and the next meeting of people and, you know, the leap forwards. It's interesting how Jefferson works. We don't seem to move at a steady pace. It seems to be we make a huge leap and we grind, and then we make a huge leap, and then, you know, and I, how many times have we been dead now?
Oh, a lot.
A lot.
Yeah, a lot. Yeah. I couldn't tell you.
Are we out of, are we out of our nine lives yet?
No, we'll never be.
Never going to be. You mean liberty doesn't die or the desire for it?
It shall not.
Yeah. You mean people are actually willing to charge barbed wire and machine guns for life and liberty?
You bet.
Yeah, we haven't even gotten there yet. You expect us to quit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It has. It's barely begun.
Yeah, and I'm excited for it. So, because there's a whole bunch of new reasons that we should thinking about keeping it California that I was going through this week, and I was like, oh, maybe we should stay for the new Social Security of California, or maybe we should stay to see the energy grid collapse because we can't afford enough fossil fuels to support our green energy power grid.
Yeah, so wait, what?
Yeah, we cannot afford enough fossil fuel to support our green energy grid. Apparently, we don't have enough solar farms or windmills or Knuter valves or whatever other crazy stuff they've come up with to generate energy. And it doesn't function the way that they seem to try to sell it to everybody. You know,
surprise.
It doesn't produce. And they're coming to find out that solar farms are very heavy in maintenance. The panels wear out at an incredibly fast rate, almost like they're exposed to solar radiation all day long. It's weird. And, you know, they've got all these other issues with the windmills are not staying as serviceable as they want. They're not producing the wattage. So we have to supplement with fossil fuels. Well, number one, we don't have enough money for fossil fuels, and the companies don't have enough money to pay for the fine for using fossil fuels to make up for the shortfall, because you have to use a certain percentage of green energy, or because if you use fossil fuels, you're going over your carbon footprint and your green energy agreement and all of this stuff. And so what do you do when you can't produce enough power, but you're going to get fined for the fuel that you can't even, for using the fuel that you can't even afford, even though it's been at the lowest, cheapest level that it's been in decades?
Wow, it sounds like the energy version of Obamacare.
It really kind of is.
Hello?
That's an extremely good metaphor. It's kind of like, what were you thinking? And, you know, so that's another grand reason to stay with the state of California is I want to watch all this go down. And then I realized I could watch it from the other side of the border in Jefferson with my popcorn.
Yes.
We could, like, set up those big stands, you know, the big bleachers, and just sit there and watch California light itself on fire. So,
as long as the wind keeps, we have a good north wind blowing it downwind, way down there.
So, but yeah, we've got that and some of the other things that Jerry and the state of California have been up to talk about, and just wow. I
makes you scratch your head, doesn't it?
Well, every time I kind of go, okay, they can't surprise me.
Wrong.
They do. They find a way. And I'm like, anyways, we'll talk about it in a minute. If you guys got any questions or comments today, give us a call at 530-605-4567. This is the Jefferson State of Mind.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Well, we're moving on up, moving on to the east side, to a deluxe apartment in the sky. Moving on up, moving on up to the east side. We finally got a piece of the pie. Fish don't fry in the kitchen, a beans don't burn on the grill. Took a whole lot of trying just to get up that hill.
What kind of pie is it?
What kind of pie you want? I think that's the best kind. It's not a lemon meringue pie. It's not chocolate cream. It's not apple. What kind of pie you want? We got a piece of it.
Well, California keeps giving the methane pie, so we all have to kind of watch out for that. So stay away from the back into the cows, because they'll tax you for taking that.
I know our inflatable cows now.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Where else do you go with that? You don't.
Nowhere.
You don't even touch it.
I'm just waiting for the first cow to detonate because it's walking around with a methane bomb on its back.
In a herd.
Of other methane bombs.
Yes, in a herd, yeah.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
Yeah, these poor old dairy farmers are going to lose everything when everything blows up.
Literally. Let's hope the poor old dairy farmer's not out there when it happens.
Absolutely.
Yeah, can you imagine a bunch of cows with methane bags strapped to their back in a lightning storm?
Or they walk under a faulty, light bulb or something and just a little bit of a spark and...
What? What are we doing? Yeah, there's plenty of reasons and things that are going on with the insanity of California.
It's sad that our society has come to this.
It's sad that people don't pay enough attention or not enough aware. It is.
What would the founders think of something like this? Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to know.
They're spinning in their graves right now.
They probably
They'd be
are.
Begging to go back to Britain.
We changed our minds. Oh, even the founders of California, like people like Bidwell and Fremont and, some of those people have got to be looking at us going,
are you kidding?
How did you screw up the best place there was?
Yeah.
But we did it. We did it. Really? And we're doing our best to fix our part of it the only way we know how. And that is through the amicable separation of the state.
Which is legal. Moral and ethical.
And ethical.
The right thing to do.
It is.
Common sense approach.
It is. It's very simple.
And it's been done four times before. Hello.
Well, it's been done four times according to our process. It's been done a great number of times, even other ways.
Right.
With their own... there's no animosity in it. I mean, there's some frustration. There's some very definite frustration.
Yeah.
But I don't think anybody up here is... Well, I don't think anybody up here is really looking at people and legitimately going, I hate Southern Californians.
No.
No, it's we're frustrated with y'all because you're screwing up our lives and then telling us that we don't know what's best for us.
Right.
You know, you treat us like kids. And
actually worse than kids. If they're treating kids like that, that's child abuse.
Yeah, the state would probably take us away.
Yes, exactly.
So, but yeah, it really is the only sensible remedy. There is no other workable solution. We've looked at it. Okay, stay with the state of California. How does that look? How does that work?
Looks dire.
It looks a lot like it doesn't right now.
Yeah, and it's going to get worse.
You know, and
according to the garbage that they want to keep putting in there, it's going to get worse.
Yeah, and according to them, we're the big drain on the state. We're the big suck.
Yes.
You know, so as bad as it's getting in the state of California, shouldn't they be happy to see us go? Shouldn't they be like, we got that monkey off our back?
Exactly. Fine. Let them go. Let them go.
Yeah, let them go. Let them find their own way.
Yeah. Watch them fall down and fall.
But they are fighting tooth and nail to keep us.
I know.
Why is that?
I don't know.
It's weird to me.
Well, I have an idea, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I have many ideas, but none of them are probably right.
Let's see. Your representatives represent the last of our opposition in the state, even as weak as it is.
Mm-hmm.
You're the big suck. You know, we're having troubles of our own. You would think they would be begging to get us out of the house.
You would think.
But it's not that
way. And
we've
offered.
Yeah,
we've offered. Here, just let us go. Let us go.
Yeah, let us go. Let us do our thing. And you're not going to convince me that California is convinced that we couldn't make it on our own and they're doing this out of the goodness of their heart for the people that live here.
Yeah, no.
No. Because if they were acting out of the goodness of their heart for us here, we'd be successful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We might actually be...
But we're doing it in spite of them, and we're finding ways to do it in spite of them so that we are more resourceful in what we're doing and how we're going to do it, mm-hmm. and we will learn and be more successful on the backside of it. So anything worth fighting for, you have to fight for.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing. We're fighting for it.
And keep doing it, and keep doing it.
Daily.
And but, yeah, it's fun some days.
Oh, yeah. It's really good.
It's... But...
Other days, it's like kind of like that.
Yeah, it is exactly. Yeah.
We're all in the Adams family.
We should make them play that every time the legislator goes into session. Oh. So. But yeah, the things that we've got going on and some of the other stuff that, you know, California is up to, like you were talking about. You know, the methane bags on cows.
Yeah.
Banning plastic bags.
Wait, aren't those methane bags plastic?
Yeah, I think so.
Then why did they ban plastic bags?
I don't know. I'm really confused. You know, the failing power grid, the failing infrastructure that we... Why is it that we pour billions of dollars into our infrastructure and it gets worse?
It's done by design somehow and for some reason.
Or somebody's stealing the money, or somebody's really that incompetent.
Yeah,
or...
all of that. Yeah, it's all that.
I don't know. According to the Earthquake Watch Center, though, we may not have to worry about it.
California to float off into the Pacific? Is that what's going to happen?
They're saying due to the earthquake swarms out at the Salton Sea that they're expecting a major seismic event by the 4th. How do they know that?
What's on the calendar?
Is it?
Somebody wrote it down.
4th, California falls into ocean.
Sounds good. All right. What are we doing the 5th? Oh, yeah. Nothing.
Celebrating. I didn't say that.
Well, as long as it falls off, you know, just south of our southern border.
Yeah.
So if it fractures off there, then it's like, okay, there's a sign.
There is.
God wants it to happen.
Well, you know, that may be on the back of what we're doing to float CalPERS. And, you know, that's one of our favorite beating sticks here at the State of Jefferson radio show is CalPERS. And we'll beat that dead horse and beat that dead horse because they're still trying to ride it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's... wow. Anyways, as we were talking about, one of their solutions to bail out CalPERS, which is absolutely failing, they're actually starting to cut off some of the cities now and tell them, oh, we're actually not going to be sending full checks for your retirees' pensions. The checks are going to be a little bit lighter this go-around than they're used to. Oh, by the way, you've got to make up the difference.
Mm-hmm.
So CalPERS is still starting to hemorrhage. It's still coming out. But one of the proposed solutions that California legislature and the governor came up with was let's create a public or a private Social Security run by the state. Well, Governor Brown signed it this week, Senate Bill 1234.
Keep it easy.
Yeah, 1234, literally. And that is going to require you as a privately employed individual to have a certain amount of money that is removed from your paycheck. I believe it starts at 2% of income that's removed from your check and put into a trust fund, into a retirement fund with the state of California. What they don't tell you is that that's going to escalate. The next year it'll be 3%, 4%, 5%, 6% until it escalates up to 10%. Now
they won't stop there.
No, they won't. That's what they've put the cap at now.
Yeah, right, whatever.
But at the last minute, some people ramrodded in an employee exemption. If you have a 401k and if you have a couple of other private retirement forms right now, you can opt out. They called that a victory. Because how long is it until they remove that opt-out? Next year? 2 years? Everybody knows the opt-out's going to be, you will pay in. So it's here. And, that was another one. Everybody said, you don't know what you're talking about. No, they'd never do that. Well, he just did it. And you can go look it up, 1234. Look at the exemptions, and now you're going to be paying essentially an income tax, again, on top of, in lieu of and on top of.
Wow.
So, yeah, and that's funding is going to be invested without oversight. There is no oh, wow. deal for legislative oversight or correction. It's its own new tentacle of California, and they're going to be able to do what they want without oversight or direction from the legislature or any kind of elected body.
Oh my God.
Exactly.
It just gets worse and worse. I mean, we know it does. It's just, it surprises me what it is, the topic, whatever it may be, when they roll this garbage out. Every time there's something, it's like, didn't see that coming. Didn't see that coming. Never would have thought of that. It's just, it's wrong on every level. I don't get it. And how could people that are in these positions of power think that it's okay with the sovereign citizens of the state of California who are their employers?
I don't care about us.
I don't get it.
They don't care about us. It's flat corruption.
Yeah.
It is. They're there to increase their own power and the benefit to their own power structure and their own base.
Yeah.
And their greatest hope is they just keep kicking it down the road as long as they can, and they're playing a game of musical chairs right now, and they hope they're not the one that's holding the can when the music stops. They hope they're the one, they're not the ones without a chair.
And somehow, somewhere, all these folks that are involved with these decisions and enacting all this are getting a cut of something somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
They're always getting their palms greased. Always.
Yeah.
That's the only reason they do it.
Private businesses are benefiting.
Something.
Or, their buddy's business that is paying their kid $200,000 a year for a job.
Yep.
It is benefiting. There's always a benefit somewhere. If you look long enough, hard enough, you'll find the money.
Yeah.
Money
trail.
Take the mandatory vaccine bill. Mm-hmm. Would the money trail take about 30 seconds to find on that one? The guy that put it forward is a former pediatrician with massive connections to the pharmaceutical companies. His biggest contributors, pharmaceutical companies. Wonder why he pushed that bill through.
Yeah.
Yeah. Out of the goodness of his heart. His his brother down in UCLA runs a huge program that is funded by the pharmaceutical companies to vaccinate kids in LA.
Wonderful.
Yeah, wonder why that bill went through, why he pushed that one through.
Yeah.
But that's what we're dealing with, is this self-aggrandizing corruption, this just nonsense. And I'm one very big for getting a little preachy and saying, well, you know, we the people need to take responsibility for this. We the people have allowed this to happen. We the people have the power to remove these people. But there's also a certain truth to it that these guys are entrenched. Yeah. And they're dug in. They're dug in deep. And
all the more reason for a separation.
Well, it is. And really? even if we had the ability to clean everything out, clean out all the corruption,
yeah,
scrub it clean, you know, whitewash the, you know, as one of the great tasks at Hercules that he had to wash the stables. I can't remember what the name of the stable, but there was these massive stables, you know, for thousands of horses. And one of his great labors was to clean these stables out. That's similar to cleaning out our legislature. Right. Wash it clean.
Yeah.
Even if we were able to accomplish that, get good government back in place, it would still make sense and be the appropriate thing to do to split the state.
Yeah.
It was the appropriate thing to do in the beginning.
Right, when it was looking out to be three states, yeah, three separate states in the beginning, yeah.
It's the way it should have been conducted then.
Yep.
So,
yep,
you know, the more corruption and the more that goes on, the stronger and greater they make the case.
Right.
Because the case is, even if everything was at happy la la land, we should still be separate people. We're separate entities. We're separate culturally. We're separate, you know, in our geography.
Everything. Yeah.
And there's not any animosity there. There's friction. There's frustration. But we're just different. And that's okay.
We're not frustrated with the citizens of California. We're frustrated with the legislators of California, because you know that a lot of this stuff has been manipulated into law.
Yeah.
And they have, I'm going to say it, they've manipulated the count of the votes. You know that's happened. Good Lord, we know it's happened nationwide, let alone California. California is probably the one that's showing everybody how to do it. I mean, you look at things like that all the way across the board. Hello. So with good, clean separation, getting things turned around, getting it straightened out, and doing it by the people of the great state of Jefferson Territory, making this happen, yeah, it'll be, I'm not going to say it's going to be nirvana, but guess what? It's going to be far superior to what it is right now.
You're going to have to work for it, but your work should pay off.
Exactly.
And if you fall on your face, you're going to have the opportunity to get up and go again.
Right.
That's all we're going to provide you.
Yeah.
You know, and it... And I shouldn't even put it that way. The state of Jefferson is not going to provide you with opportunity. It's not going to provide you with a whole lot of anything. We're just going to secure your ability to go do it for yourself and keep it once you have it. That's what we're really about. We're not...
Well, you're going to have the choices.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to have multiple choices,
mm-hmm,
on many different things.
And, you know, people go, well, how are you going to take care of this? And the needy people this and needy people that, and, you know, these people over here and this special interest group over there and that special interest group over there. People that ask those questions have obviously never met us as a people, because if there's people that need help, we'll help them. That's who we are.
Yeah.
Okay. We don't need the government to extort money from us to help people.
Right.
We'll do it ourselves, especially if the government leaves us the hell alone,
right,
and lets us have enough so that we can help people. We're naturally giving, very friendly people. When there's disasters, we come together, we take care of each other.
Right.
You know, so anybody that says, oh, well, what are you going to do about this person? You've never met us.
That's right.
And most of the things that we would do now, we can't. Either because we're too broke to do something, and we'll still try,
mm-hmm,
or there's some kind of regulation or some kind of nonsense going on that interferes with it.
Yeah.
Well,
and that's the thing, too, if you think about it, when you're talking about the giving portion of it. A lot of us have been giving for over 3 years now. We host these town halls. Mm-hmm. We pay for those.
Yeah.
And then we get reimbursed sometimes.
Sometimes.
Not always. And then we pay for the printed material. Sometimes we get donations to offset the cost. Not always. And then all this other information that we're putting together, we're donating a lot of time away from our families so that we can make this happen. Mm-hmm. So we are truly giving people. And you're absolutely right on that fact that there are generous people throughout the territory everywhere, but in Jefferson we have a lot of very generous people.
Yeah,
and they're willing to do it.
We've got a load of get her done, you know, go get it people.
Yes, we do.
You know, that's I've often said when we were doing the speeches and the tours and the stuff like that. our kind of people take the word impossible as a dare.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, tell
really?
It. Yeah.
Really?
Tell us you can't do that. Oh, really? Oh. Watch me do
watch
it.
Watch me. Might not do it the right way, but I'm going to do it.
Yeah. Hold my beer and watch this.
Where's the nearest hospital?
Exactly.
When, is there a doctor in the house?
But yeah, that I mean, that is the kind of people we are. Is we're caring, we're generous, we're good people.
Yeah.
You know, and we don't need some overlord in Sacramento telling us how to behave.
Right, right.
It's frustrating.
It is. But, you know, with the way things are going and the way all the work is being put into it, mm-hmm. and the timing of releasing the lawsuit and when things are going to be happening, and that thing is, that's huge, the timing. Mm-hmm. We have one shot at doing this right. We have to absolutely do it right. And we have, information and documentation still coming in. So there's a timing factor here that has to be done correctly. And I know everybody's patiently waiting or impatiently waiting to find out, okay, what do we do? When are we going to do it? When's it going to happen? Or isn't it already done? Well, yes and yes and yes and no on a lot of those things is that, and for the very reason is that we want to do it correctly. Again, we have one shot at doing this right, mm-hmm. and timing is everything. So as we progress forward, it will be done. Believe me, it will be done. Hopefully within the short order. Hopefully by my guess is it will be the process will begin definitely before the end of the year. Definitely. Mm-hmm. It may be maybe in October, maybe November. Heck, it might be Christmas time. Who knows what's going to happen? What a great Christmas.
I'm not worried about it.
I'm not either. I just know it's going to be done in a timely fashion. It will be done correctly and it will be done right. And I just want the listeners to understand that. So just bear with us, hang in there with us, and pray for us and pray for all of us, everyone involved, that it does go through the way it should go through and everything's going to happen the way it should.
Well, let's get to our caller and probably a break first and get into that. But for me, I've... Liberty will prevail, no yep. matter how long it takes.
Yep. Hey, our caller, Jan, good morning.
Good morning. We were out at the home and garden show at the Civic Center yesterday and today, and the price of a bumper sticker seems to be going up. We had three guys give us $20 for one bumper sticker.
And those are donations, aren't they?
Yes. Yes.
Oh.
And people are coming up wanting, there's a definite change in the attitude of people. Now they're coming up saying, what's going on? When's this going to happen? And it's just really exciting.
Good, good. So did you have quite a crowd there yesterday, Jan?
Mediocre.
Mediocre, okay. Well, people.
But we snag the ones that come by. We had the A-team there yesterday afternoon, Bob and Dick.
Okay, watch out for those two.
Yeah, they're our stars. But everybody tries hard, and it's just a great group of people.
It is.
And it's just...
just getting the word out. That's the important thing, and you guys are doing
that.
Yep,
and I hope some people will come on by. It's free.
Oh, there you go.
And free parking. They shuttle you to the parking, you know, from the parking lot to the show. And
what are the hours today, Jan?
I think they're 10 to 5.
Okay.
I believe
really
a lot of people were out
the
at
afternoon.
The reenactment.
It might be 10 to 4 today.
Okay. What was that, Red?
I think there's a lot of people out at the reenactment at Hawes. Yesterday.
Oh, that could be, too. There's a lot going on. October, things fire up, you know?
My favorite time of the year.
Yeah, people are finally able to get out in the outside because of the weather.
You know, but I think Jan nails it, too, is the attitude shift that we've seen.
Yes, yes.
You know... You'd drive around Redding or Shasta County, and you'd see another Jeffersonian. You'd see a bumper, sticker, a magnet, and you'd be like, hey, there's one.
Yeah.
Now you're like, hey, and over there.
They're everywhere.
Hey, can we find one without one?
Well, Jan, so you're going to be out there again today, right, Jan?
Yes.
Okay.
I got the late shift.
Okay.
But there'll be folks there this morning. And I did get help this afternoon, Wynn, so you're off the hook.
Okay, well, I'll
unless
be.
You want to come by and. Just say hi.
I will be coming by anyway.
Anyway, we'll see you guys. Great show. Thanks for all you do.
Thanks, Jan.
Thank
appreciate
you, Jan.
It. Thank you for everything you're doing. Jan's one of our many worker bees who mm-hmm. works very hard and gets things done and is moving and shaking behind the scenes constantly.
Constantly.
Coordinating all the team members here in Shasta County and helping us to get to home shows, whatever kind of show, whatever kind of events. She's always out there making that happen and making sure we have all the material we need to get it out there. And like she just said, you know, getting a donation, which is typically $1 for a bumper sticker, and she had folks there throwing a 20 at the bumper stickers. That's pretty nice. That's pretty generous. And again, it goes back to the generosity of the people that live here.
Yeah, it's just naturally.
And they want to support it.
Who we are.
Yep.
We probably better roll off to a break before Bob breaks out the pipe and breaks my kneecaps. But
quickly, the home show is 10 to 4 today at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Good. All right, good. Thanks for clarification.
Bring an umbrella.
Yes. Yeah. No, don't bring an umbrella. Just enjoy the rain. Enjoy the rain.
It's indoors.
No. All right, we'll see you guys after this. Give us a call, 530-605-4567.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit soj51.net. and donate now to show your support.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Shot down in cold blood. Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Oh, baby, there ain't no mountain high enough.
mountains, valleys, and rivers. Oh, my. Hey, we have those here in Jefferson.
Hey, you remember that guy, a couple years ago now? I think it was in Placerville or somewhere in El Dorado County that said, I don't understand why you'd want to leave California, all the mountains and the beaches and the beautiful areas. You do realize we're not actually moving anywhere.
We're staying here.
You know, and it's not like, yeah.
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 I do remember.
Yeah. And I remember the room going silent, kind of going, her?
What?
Yeah.
Did he just say
we're
that?
Moving back to your planet.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on, Bob.
Where are you from? Like our mountains and our rivers, we're going to get up and walk off and be like, nope, we're down here now.
I'm going to throw them in a big trailer and move them.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
It's not a movie set, bro.
Like we're taking your baseball team.
Yes. We could do that, too.
Yes, we could.
Yeah, I bet we could find a way.
Uh-huh. Oh, there's always a way.
Yeah? Well, I guarantee we'd sell out the stadium in Reading almost every game. People love that.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, we could do a great many things if we were left alone to be ourselves. So I was talking last week about what's going on with our game stocks and things. You know, how B-Zone was closed out. My brother went to go get B-Zone tags. Apparently our game stock, our herds are low, according to the state of California and their count. And I talked to a couple of people. And they said, actually years of California mismanagement starting to catch up with our wild animals. And it's because it's no longer managed for the benefit of the people or the animals themselves.
Yeah.
And it's no longer managed by local people that know the animals, that know the area. It's managed by people that are most likely brought in from an outside area to meet a political agenda and have findings that meet that political agenda. And that as well is turning catastrophic, just as it has for our forests and forest fires. So that's another one we need to start looking at.
Surprise.
You know, I remember when Fish and Game worked. I remember when Fish and Game was somebody that you dealt with every day in your community. You saw them at the grocery store. Not everybody liked game wardens, but you knew the guy.
Right.
And there was usually a certain level of respect there because they grew up in the area. It's different when it's community-based.
Yeah.
And that's the people that should be managing the benefits and the assets of the community should probably be from the community.
And have a
stake
history
in it.
Yeah.
If you screw up, you got to go see grandma.
Yeah.
You know, or you got to go see your pastor that you grew up with. Or, you know, it just...
Accountability.
It makes a difference.
Yeah, accountability is a huge factor in anything like that.
Yeah. I'll have to tell you a story about how I met our game warden one time.
Uh-oh.
But, I thought we were going to jail. But anyways, we got Nick on the phone.
Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I heard you guys talking about Fish and Game, and I see their lack of success on managing our deer herds and our fisheries, and I'm thinking when we get to be the state of Jefferson, maybe we should put them in charge of the homeless and the AB-109ers.
Ouch.
Nick.
But hey, here's what I called about. You guys
the homeless deserve that?
You guys are quite wise because I figured out why you're putting off filing the lawsuit till after the election.
Shh.
If Hillary wins, you're going to transfer all that money up to the Hillary Foundation, aren't you? The Clinton Foundation to get us pushed through. Is that the idea?
There are no chromium deposits here, Nick.
I'm just teasing on you. What are we going to do about all these fees? Are they pretty much going to get dropped? And I'll give you an example of one. When you go get your car smogged, and I assume we're probably not going to have to smog our vehicles, but this is just an example. When you get your car smogged, they charge you, it's either $8 or $10 for your smog certificate.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't get a smog certificate. You they transfer it over the computer that we bought for them by people that we pay their wages. It's just an outrageous fees. Are you guys got a committee looking at that where we can knock those in the head?
I'm actually looking at DMV very hard right now for several reasons. But what I can tell you is that DMV is generating over $8.5 billion a year for the general budget. And that breaks down to almost $700 per family of four in California. For every family of four in California, DMV is going to cost you $700 to over $750 a year.
Well, that's all I have to add today, gentlemen. Have a great rest of the day.
Thank you.
And there are absolutely ways that we can get around that, fix that, shrink it down. A lot of it is because the large chunk of DMV fees pays for CHP.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're not looking at a state police force in the state of Jefferson per se. So, yeah, why would our Department of Motor Vehicles, if we even choose to have one, need that money?
You know, good question.
There's a lot to it. And DMV nickels and dimes us to death. If you look at the different stuff, it's not just your car registration. They tag us for all kinds of things. And the average salary of a DMV worker, $165,000 a year.
$165,000?
If you take the number of employees to the payroll,
yeah,
it averages out to $165,000 a year, plus benefits.
Wow. That's amazing. So the guys at the top really make a killing. Because
somebody's got to be breaking.
Because you know the rest of the staffers that are just pushing the paper that you talk to over the counter, they're not making that.
I'm hoping somebody that works at DMV is listening and goes, wait a minute, I don't make anywhere near that.
Right. You know they're
somebody
not.
Up there is.
You know, it's always that way. You don't have to look far when the government officials are there. It's one of the biggest palms because they want them greased really well. So you got to make sure that they get paid. Mm-hmm. It's like anything else here in the county, you're going to have that.
Well, there's a little over 8,000 DMV employees.
Statewide?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And their payroll's in the billions.
Holy smoke, Batman.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we ran the numbers, and I'm sitting here going, whoa. And that's not including budgetary gains or budgets for infrastructure, for, you know, all that stuff. But even after paying for DMV, it is an $8.4 billion boon to the state budget a year.
Wow.
On top of all the taxes that we pay already and all of the other stuff, DMV is just a cash cow for the state of California.
And that goes to the general fund, doesn't it?
It does.
And they still can't keep it in the black.
No. No.
Wow.
That's
crazy.
Why I'm kind of looking at DMV if you really want to hurt California for a minute.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Driverless cars.
It's the heart.
Good one, Bob.
It's the heart.
It's the heart, huh?
Yep. So, hey, we don't got a brain.
We're from Oz.
I spent 3 years looking for the brain. It wasn't there. So. All right, Jimmy there?
Hey, good morning, Jimmy. Jimmy, are you there? Are you on the line?
No. Try it now.
Yeah, here I am.
Oh, here you are.
Hey, I got a question about the SOJ meeting. Now, if you registered to go to the one in Live Oak, are you still on the roll?
You're on the list. However, if you want to go to the one here in Reading on October 30th, you need to go on there and register for that one.
Oh, okay. You guys wouldn't consider like keeping people's name on a list so they don't have to do it over and over again, would you?
You might be in the data bank. I'm not sure how that particular part is being taken care of.
Okay.
But I don't think we may have used it for like a mailing or something like that if we're going to do that. But I doubt that's occurred. I'm not actually involved in that portion of it. But the person who was doing that is really good about keeping things on where they need to be. And so if you do want to register,
you guys do that so you don't get any like wacko protesters, right?
No. We do that so we can have a head count, so we know what we're going to have as far as space requirement for our facility.
Oh, gotcha.
No,
okay,
no. Well,
that makes perfect sense. Then.
No. We expect the wackos. We expect them to show up because guess what? We need to educate them as well.
I have fun.
Okay.
And we hope that they're open minded enough to learn a few things.
Yeah, as long as they don't get out of line.
No, they won't get out of line.
No, I know that. I was at the last one. I wouldn't want to get out of line there either. All right, guys. Well, thanks, and I love your show. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks,
right.
Jimmy.
Bye.
Jimmy.
Yeah, he brings up a good point. We do embrace the others that don't think like us, so that when they come, maybe they'll get educated. Yeah. Maybe something will seep into their brain, and they'll start thinking about what's really going on. And they'll find out that we are not the bad people they've been portrayed to think mm-hmm. that we are.
Well, they break down into different categories, and there's people with legitimate thoughts and legitimate concerns and mm-hmm. legitimate questions
and passion.
And more than welcome them.
Yeah.
And are a little fearful, and I don't blame them.
Right.
And then you've got the people that are benefiting, that are the parasites sucking from us.
Yes.
And they're worried about, losing their ability to do that. And they should be, because that's exactly what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
We're trying to shake you off.
Yep.
And then there's...
trying to be lice-free.
other people.
Yeah.
And we'll just leave it at that. Wow.
That's good. Yeah, just leave it there. Yeah. Let that hang there.
Yeah.
No, but Jimmy's right. Just asking the question like that, yes, if you're planning on coming to the event, go ahead and sign up. You can go to soj51.net and check out a spot there, and it'll direct you right where to go, and you can get registered. And it's free registration. It says you're buying tickets, but you're not actually paying for anything. You're just registering so that we can have an accurate head count for the day of the event. And then on there, too, they're going to be asking, the meal type that you would like to have. We're looking at different ways of providing lunch for people. So if you want to just go have your own lunch someplace else during the break, or if you want to stay there and do it, then at least we can have a close to the best possible head count that we can have. That's what we're asking people to sign up for.
Put me down for the pine nuts and tofu.
Okay, there you go.
I'll set it out in the parking lot like a salt lick for a deer.
And see how many come.
Yeah, there's one now.
Only you, Ed. Only you.
Yeah. You kind of are purchasing the tickets with your time and your effort.
It's an investment.
And it's an investment.
Investment.
And come, find out what's going on. There is some great stuff going on with SOJ, and it's okay. Here we are.
Yep.
It's the anticipation. It's like the homecoming game.
Yeah.
And you're going to go out there and you're just going to trash them, but you still got to go through the week.
Yep.
And you're like, come on, Friday night's almost here.
Yep. Friday Night Lights.
So yeah, we're definitely looking forward to that and some of the great stuff. And it just, the insanity of California keeps accelerating, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know. Who can afford to stay in the state? Who would want to stay in the state?
I know. With all the garbage that's going on, the laws, the restrictions, the fines, the fees, I mean, the insanity. I mean, you can't write this stuff. You can't make it up.
Well, for me, if I wasn't so stubborn, I'd probably be out of this state too. But I plan on digging in. I'm not bugging out.
This is home.
This is, it's my home. It's, it's my ancestors' home. It's my kids' home.
Mm-hmm.
You're not taking it from me.
Yep.
And I'm not surrendering it to you.
That's right.
Nah. Kick me, stab me, hang me, burn me out. I ain't leaving.
Yep.
Sorry. And just keep on trucking, man, and anticipating it, and there's a lot coming to fruition. And as I was saying earlier, I have faith because liberty never dies. They can never kill liberty, no matter how much they try to suppress it, no matter how much they try to crush it, because our rights, we really are born with.
That's right.
And we don't need somebody to tell us that we have those rights, because somebody who has never been taught any of that, who has never been educated in that, has that natural instinct of, hey, wait a minute, this isn't right.
Yeah, that gut instinct is
wrong, and I'm going to resist this, and they will never be able to stop that.
It's human nature.
It's who we are.
It's who we are.
You can't tell people no. They just naturally will go, yeah, hold my beer and watch this.
Well, you tell a toddler no, you get a little resistance in the beginning, mm-hmm. But then they finally learn. So that's where we're at. We're a bunch of toddlers. With our mindset on the no part of it.
No. All right, we will see you guys next week. Stay tuned for Sovereign Minds. Hopefully you're getting some of this cool weather and some of this water that's coming our way, I think, here pretty quick.
Let's hope.
And best time of the year's coming, folks.
I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
Talk Radio for the North State is KCNR Shasta Redding, where the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino.